I send warm welcome to each and every one of you from this beautiful sanctuary on this beautiful Sunday morning, and I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will visit you individually and speak to your heart tenderly and manifest your presence this morning. An elderly man in Miami calls his son in New York and says, "I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you that your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is enough." "Pop, what are you talking about?" the son screams. "We can't stand the sight of each other any longer," the old man says. "We are sick of each other. I am sick of talking about this. So you call your sister in Chicago and tell her." And he hangs up. Frantic, the son calls his sister, who explodes on the phone. "Like heck, they are getting divorced," she shouts. "I'll take care of this." She calls her father immediately and screams at the old man, "You are not getting divorced. Don't do a single thing until I get there. I'm calling my brother back, and we will both be there tomorrow. Until then, don't do a thing. Do you hear me?" And hangs up. The old man hangs up his phone and turns to his wife. "Okay," he says, "they're coming for Thanksgiving and paying their own airfare." Thanksgiving is not always easy to come by. The cycle of ups and downs is ingrained in life. Trouble quickly makes Thanksgiving disappear, and Thanksgiving from happiness lasts only temporarily. How could we make Thanksgiving, the thankfulness in our lives, last in spite of the difficulties? Let's take an example of Thanksgiving Day. It is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November, but this day was changed a few times. According to the website of Government Archives, President George Washington issued a proclamation naming Thursday, November 26, 1789, as a day of public thanksgiving. President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 made a proclamation that Thanksgiving was to be regularly commemorated each year on the last Thursday of November. I mean, it's a bit of a difference in there, between the fourth Thursday and the last Thursday of November. In 1939, however, the last Thursday in November fell on the last day of the month. The nation was still under the Great Depression. The late Thanksgiving meant a shortened Christmas shopping season, and President Franklin Roosevelt was concerned that it might dampen the economic recovery. He tried to restore the economy with New Deal, and yet it did not seem to work. So he issued a presidential proclamation moving Thanksgiving to the second to last Thursday of November. And so instead of the last Thursday, it's got to be a week before, giving one more week to shop for Christmas to bolster retail sales. President Roosevelt later signed the resolution on December 26, 1941, establishing the fourth Thursday in November as the federal Thanksgiving Day. So that's been fixed until now. The new Thanksgiving Day in 1939, which was a bit different, was called Thanksgiving Day. Have you heard of that, Thanksgiving Day? Citing the name Franklin. People suffered a really bad economy during the Great Depression and were not exactly in the mood of celebration. Thanksgiving Day was an artificial effort to reverse the depression. So think about this year 2020. It has been a real challenging year globally. We are not only talking about economic depression, but also emotional and spiritual depression. In my opinion, we as an individual and as a nation have this need to take an action similar to Thanksgiving Day, which would help us to celebrate life and be thankful. What action could this be? Let's hear the Word of God speak about it this morning. Paul's description about his ministry sounds very painful. Paul had endured great troubles, hardships, distresses, beatings, imprisonments, riots, hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger. However, it is awe-inspiring to see that in spite of all those endless pain, he still maintained purity, understanding, patience, kindness, sincere love, truthful speech, and righteousness. Note in particular Paul's following description of his hardship from verse 8 through 10. He had both glory and dishonor, bad report and good report. He was regarded both genuine and as impostors. He was both recognized and rejected. He felt dying, and yet he lived on. He was sorrowful, but on the other hand, was always rejoicing. He was poor, yet made so many rich. He had nothing, but felt that he had everything. In the midst of hardship, he found equal amount of sources of joy. And Paul spoke similarly in a couple of other places in the same letter of 2 Corinthians 12:10. I delight in weakness. How can somebody delight in weakness? But it said, I delight in weakness, in insult, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, I am strong. The same letter, 7:4. I am greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bound. Isn't that interesting? In all his troubles, his joy knew no bound. What do we see in Paul's description of hardship? Paul recognized coexistence of two different realities, pain and joy. Paul had to support himself for ministry as a tent maker and had remained poor. He was falsely accused of his preaching and was persecuted. He had to endure much pain, but it was not the whole story. Paul also saw a bright side. He felt so good about making his followers spiritually rich. He was so happy to see the progress of God's kingdom through his ministry, even at the cost of his life. There is a huge difference between Paul's life and our life. Who could live as Paul lived? Not many of us could. But in terms of nature and characteristic of life, our life is not much different from Paul's. As Paul had found, pain and joy coexist in everyone's life. Life is not just a repetition of pain. Joy comes along as well. Our favorite Psalm 23 speaks of this. There are times we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and 2020 has been one of those dark valleys. But there are times that we peacefully lie down in green pastures. We gratefully walk beside the still waters. When we are in pain, we tend to not see joy at all. But joy can still be found in pain. It just requires a special effort like Thanksgiving Day for us to see happiness in the midst of troubles. Thanksgiving is going to be a bit different this year. Like we are doing today, we cannot have the church-wide fellowship with over Thanksgiving meal. We will just share the meals. My second son, Johnny, found a job in Washington, and he's there all by himself. He found a co-worker who has now become a close friend, but during the Thanksgiving, he's going to be all by himself. He purchased the plane tickets both for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but because of this pandemic, the COVID is increasing, number of that is increasing, he canceled all the flights, which means that he's going to be there all by himself, which is a bit disappointing for us. Some of you would need to spend Thanksgiving by yourselves. Celebrating Thanksgiving alone is not exactly festive. Could we give thanks when we are walking alone through the dark valleys? Paul had endured many gloomy moments, but he did not dwell in them. He found joy of living in pain. What was his secret? Jesus, the major force behind his life. We could have two different attitudes toward the two different realities of pain and joy. We can be grateful or we can complain. There is a huge chasm between the two, but faith in Jesus helps us leap from pain to joy. Faith in Christ inspires the believers to have a positive insight on hardship. By faith, Paul saw joy in pain. It is by the same principle thanksgiving comes to us. In human terms, pain cannot produce joy, but we can be thankful in painful situations by faith. We understand thanksgiving usually comes from favorable circumstances. In pain, thanksgiving goes away. But by faith, we can give thanks both in grateful and ungrateful situations. Under this light, thankfulness is a litmus test for our faith. Are we thankful or not is not a question about if we have a trouble-free life, but if we trust in God in all circumstances. In the same letter of 2 Corinthians, Paul says, chapter 13, verse 5, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith." Are we thankful? That's not a question about, do you have a good life? Are you trouble-free? This question asks if we walk by faith, if we have overcome hardship by faith. I received this poem some years back on my email and do not know the author. It describes how one could be thankful in spite of dual reality of pain and joy. I am thankful for my shadows that watches me walk, because it means I'm out in the sunshine. For a lawn that needs mowing, windows that needs cleaning, and gutters that needs fixing, because it means I have a home. For the teenager who is complaining about doing dishes, because it means she's at home, not on the street. For the taxes I pay, because it means I am employed. For the mess to clean after a party, because it means I have been surrounded by friends. For the clothes that fit a little to snug, because it means I have enough to eat. So those of you who is gaining weight, don't be disappointed. For the parking spot I find at the far end of the parking lot, because it means I am capable of walking and I have been blessed with transportation. For my huge heating bill, because it means I am warm. For the lady behind me in a church who sings off-key, because it means I can hear. For the pile of laundry and ironing, because it means I have clothes to wear. For weariness and aching muscles at the end of the day, because it means I have been capable of working hard. For the alarm goes up in the early morning hours, because it means I am alive. Life has both good and the bad. When Thanksgiving is circumstantial, we cannot get away from the cycle of ups and downs. And it is impossible to be thankful in all circumstances. But faith make it possible to give thanks in all circumstances. Faith gives us wisdom to see the bright side in all circumstances. By faith, we can be thankful both when lying in green pasture and when walking through dark valleys. Before Paul began describing his hardship in the text that we just read, he said, "In the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. The shadowy valley we are walking on is the place of God's salvation, not the place where we are forgotten. We may be in pain today, but by faith we can boldly proclaim, today is the day of salvation. We Christians are thankful, not because we have answer to every question and every need of ours is met, but because our faith says to be thankful. Our faith helps us find joy in pain. It gives us wisdom to see the bright side. Faith helps us see the light beyond the darkness, the present darkness, and makes it possible to give thanks in all circumstances. So all of us this morning can be thankful because we trust in God and we have faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.